Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's anniversary celebrations with one of our favorite local bands. Joining us in studio is Tina and Tom, Tina McEwen and Tom Gatenby are in studio with Highway 19. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Tina, this can't be right. Anniversary time for Highway 19?
I know.
Come on.
That's what I said. I said, somebody mentioned that to me. It can't be 30 years. But as I told you, I actually used a calculator because we started to play together in 1995. And I don't know, 30 years to now is 2025, right? My math good?
Yeah, I think we've crunched the numbers.
There we go. So, yeah, I went to the accountant and everything. So, 30 years.
All right.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Tom, what do you think? 30 years, your memories with this band. 30 years.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. It's been pretty amazing. It's hard to believe that 30 years has gone by so fast.
Yes, and yeah. We have not changed at all.
Now, you had all the original members in terms of that. Let's talk about the history of the band.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, original members, our original drummer was Paul Cooper, and we also had Paul Howley at one time. We've had different drummers after that. Can't think of them all because we did go through a little phase there where we had a bunch of different drummers.
Wayne Hawthorne,
that's right. Who else drummed with us?
We're going to have to set up one of those band trees,
yes,
you know, where this person
really,
is here
yes.
and then goes to
yes.
join this band
yes.
and that band,
yes.
that sort
but
of thing.
Dave Harwood joined us, I want to say, about 5 years in, mm-hmm. and he's been with us ever since
okay.
as bass player. Nice. And then Dave Thring's been with us a little bit after that he came on board. So generally speaking, we've been this unit for a good 20 years
yeah.
anyhow, and Tom and I are founding members. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We're anniversary.
We're pretty excited and pretty blessed to have the fortune of still playing.
And you were just playing this past weekend,
right?
Is that right?
I was just going to say, so we're on our Legion tour. And people who've been listening to us for years have heard the same jokes over and over, but I have a new joke. So I ordered all these hats, and we're now on the Legion tour, and you can't wear hats. So I'm trying to sell these hats, but they're not hat wearers at the moment. Anyways, it's all right. We'll get rid of them as time goes by.
Oh, I think especially this year, for sure.
Yeah, we hope so. We want people to just take a little piece away when they go and hope they enjoy their time with us. So, yeah, we're planning a big party.
Okay, let's talk about that. I was going to say there has to be some big 30th anniversary.
Yeah, there's a reason why we bothered you to come into the room. Not just to see your smiling face.
And talk about the Legion tour, but let's talk about a big party coming up.
Yes, that's right. So June the 14th at the Army and Navy. And we are going to start at 7 and play till 11. There's tickets going to be available soon. Once I've got them, I can let other people know how to get them. But mostly through me. I'm going to see if there's any local folks who might hold on to a few. I'm going to drop a few off for you, Jamie, if you'd give them away.
Absolutely.
During the time. During the night, we are going to have some giveaways. So some people can get a hat or a t-shirt, perhaps. And we're going to have pizza from New Orleans Pizza.
Oh, fabulous.
So, so you got to stick around for the pizza, though.
And it's going to be for June 14th, Army Navy Hall. That's a great location. You can get a bunch of people in there.
Tons of parking. The hall is nice and spacious. They are super great people to work with. Wonderful servers to take care of your beverage requests. And we're just going to be there to have some fun. So we want to invite everybody to come out and celebrate with us on June the 14th. And we're figuring, you know, that's about the time almost when school's done for lots of parents. So maybe you need that night out. I don't know.
I hear you.
I don't know, but we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So again, put it in your calendar for June 14th. Tickets will be forthcoming. Tickets are not out as we speak, but they will be coming.
Yes, and they're going to be $10. I should add to any proceeds. We're going to make a donation to a local charity group. I have not pinpointed that down yet.
No, that's
so
awesome.
So this is mostly just our formal announcement. We might bother you to come back again.
Please do.
As we get closer when I've got actual tickets. But if anyone wants more info, you can find us on Facebook. So our Facebook page, if you've never found us, you have to go HWY19. Band Stratford, and you'll find us there. You can message us there. I'll give you whatever details I have. But can you think of anything else that I didn't say?
No.
been like that for 30 years. Yeah.
Well, we're out of time now.
Yeah. And that's usually the way it goes.
Tina and Tom, again, congratulations on the band. How fantastic is this? 30th anniversary for Highway 19. And again, there's been very little downtime for this band because you guys keep touring, keep playing.
Yes, we are so busy and just really grateful for that. And even during the bad times a few years ago,
sure,
the mask times, as I like to call it, we still played.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we performed in front of a plastic wall, which was something that was a first for me. I don't know about you. In the old days, it used to be chicken wire, you know, so they can't throw beer bottles.
Like the Blues Brothers movie.
Yes, that's right. But that was a phase. So we still played during that time. And we're just really grateful that people enjoy our music. I think we have a good formula. And the band gels really well. I've only had one call.
Ringing that bell, for sure. Now, looking back on your career with the time with Highway 19, was there a standout show for you that, or a place that you've played that was just, wow, couldn't believe it? Or, I mean, you've played so many various spots. Or was there a show that, wow, this is pretty cool, or this is pretty awesome? Is there a particular show?
Well, there was the CNE. That was exciting. And then there was the Atwood Jamboree. That's going back.
Yeah, we played in Atwood a long time ago, and there were a couple of up-and-coming. Beverly Mahood was there, and Jason McCoy.
Sure, it's probably some of the people you play with, too.
Yeah, we did a show once with, who's the guy that plays Charlie Farquharson?
Oh,
Don Herron.
Oh, my gosh.
And his wife. We could tell you stories about that. That was fun.
It was interesting. It was a lot of fun.
It was a look at Tom and I, actually. Yeah. We weren't sure if that show was going to go on. But they were ultimate professionals and did not kill each other before the show and went on. So we can kind of relate to that, some of the people.
Yeah.
Paul Cooper, in fact, our former drummer, used to call us the Bickersons. Yes.
Oh,
that title continues. That was pretty great. We loved playing in Stratford. We did the Relay for Life. You were the host there. For 5 years, we did Music Magic, and I think you emceed for us, too.
Absolutely,
those were pretty memorable events. To be honest, everywhere we play, there's usually one or two things that stand out that make it different, whether it be the mosquitoes, the heat, the people. But, you know, in general, we've had some pretty great memories. Yeah, playing at the Western Fair was a great memory, too.
Oh, gosh, for sure.
That was a lot of fun. It's always nice when we have a sound person, because then we don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
But even so, I'm a bit of a control freak there, so then I worry, what does this sound like? What are they doing to my voice out there? So we've had a few sound people experiment as we're playing.
Yeah, but the big memory that's going to be coming up is for June 14th, Army-Navy Hall, 30th anniversary for Highway 19.
Yes.
Tina and Tom, again, congratulations on this. We will chat again as we get closer to the date and more shows coming up. When's your next show?
Our next show is this coming weekend. We're at the Godrich Legion where you can't wear hats.
But you can wear a hat outside.
And
you can certainly pick up a hat for sure.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
I should tell you, too, I'm going to try to figure out how to do live stream. I'll have to probably ask my granddaughter. She's going to be 13. She probably knows how to do that. So the night that we're playing, not the whole night, but maybe just a little bit of live stream for folks that can't make it or like people that are across the country, because we do have some fans all across the country. So.
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much and congratulations. Thanks, and we'll chat again for sure.
Thanks for giving us some time.